Just a few halachot in the laws of Hallel. Of course, during the 8 days of Hanukkah, halacha says that we say Hallel Gamur with a beracha. First question today is, when is the opportune time to say the Hallel, and when is the latest time, if a person did not say the Hallel, that he could still recite it? Akama Vadyan Yabia in Hadun Vadyan, Daf Resh Lamed. Kol Hayom Kulo Kasher Likriat Hallel Mehanetzach Hama Ad Shkiata Shne'emar Bemizrach Shemesh Ad Mebohom Mehulal Shem Adonai. It's quite restrict halacha. It's permissible to start saying the Hallel from Netzach Hama, which is sunrise, all the way until sunset. Ubedi Avad, im karat Hallel achara mudashachar kodem Netzach Hama yatsa, which means if a person read the Hallel even before sunrise, so long as it's after dawn, which is, for argument's sakes, about 72 minutes before sunrise, and depends, you have to look at the calendar, look at the time charts to get the exact time, but with the avad, if a person said the Hallel from Amud HaShachar, he is Yotze. The question is, what if a person did not say the Hallel until after sunset? What about the Ben Hashem Ashot? What about, can he say it during the, let's say, the 15 or 13 and a half minutes after sunset, which we call twilight, which is Sefek Yom, Sefek Laila? So Achav Avadiyah writes on Resh Lamed Aleph, and he says that a person can read the Hallel during the Ben Hashem Ashot. Im lo kara Hallel kol hayom v'nizkar b'Ben Hashem Ashot. He remembers during the twilight. He quotes the Rambam that says Kriyat Hallel on Hanukkah is only midrabanan. And normally we have a rule over here that when it comes to a Safek Drabanan, a person is able to go Likula. And therefore, technically, you can assume that it is day. And therefore, technically, you should be able to say the Beracha. In the end of the event, he comes along and says that he should read it, but without a Beracha, just in order to keep away from the safek on the berachot. So then again, the halacha, a person can say Hallel Ben Hashem Ashot Belo Beracha. Question was asked today. A person is in the middle of the Hallel and he hears Kaddish, or he hears Kedusha, or he hears Barichu. Is he allowed to answer in the middle of Hallel, even Hallel Gamur? So the halakha writes based on Maran in Siman Taf Pechet and Siman Taf Resh Mem Dalid, that whatever you're allowed to answer during Kiryat Shema, you're allowed to answer during the Hallel. And during the Kiryat Shema, a person is allowed to answer Kaddish, and he's allowed to answer also the Barichu, etc. And therefore it's permissible as well during the Hallel, which means, let's say a person hears a Beracha in the middle of the Hallel, you answer Amen. Person hears Kaddish, he answers the Kaddish, as well as Barichu. The last question we discussed today is, let's say a person is making the Beracha in the Hallel. He says, "Ashekadeshanu v'ustav Yisrael lichmor et Hallel." And before he starts Hallelujah, he hears somebody else making a beracha on the Hallel. Is he allowed to answer Amen to that beracha before he starts the Hallel itself? Which means we just learned in the middle of the Hallel, if he hears a beracha, he can answer. Our question now is, if he heard the beracha right after his own beracha, meaning it's quite possible the Hazan's making the Gemara Tehillim, and this guy doesn't want to rely on the Hazan, he wants to make the beracha himself. So he says, "Shekadeshanu b'mesutav v'sivan the Gemara Tehillim," and he hears the Hazan said the Gemara Tehillim. Can he answer Amen? So there's a Shelot u'tshuvot panim me'irot, Chedek Bet Simaneh, that he says like this. Let's say a person made Borei Pri HaGefen, and before he tasted, he heard somebody else make Borei Pri HaGefen, and he answers Amen to the other person's beracha, it's considered a hefsek. His beracha is nullified, he has to make a beracha over again. Why? Because he didn't taste yet. He didn't start the mitzvah. Who had din in the case of the Hallel? A person cannot make a hefsek if he makes the beracha before he starts. And even if it's to answer Amen to another beracha of Hallel, which is the same beracha that he just made, Hakam Avadiyah rules it is still considered a hefsek, and that is the opinion as well as the Erech HaShulchan, as well as Maran Rav Chida in Birkei Yosef Siman Resh Yud Gimal Seif Katan He, and that's what Hakam writes in his Chazon Obadia, that if he does answer the Amen, it is going to be indeed a Hipsik, and he would have to make the Beracha over again. Last but not least, he writes in Halakha here on Daf Resh Chaf Vav, he finished the Halil, he said the last Ki Le'olam Hazdo, and he didn't get to the Halilucha yet, which is the Beracha Harona. Still, the Halakha says he's able to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Barichu. You might have thought that once you get to the last Beracha, it's already Hefsek at that point until you make the Beracha. Kamashmala, no. Even at that point, when you get to the last Kidei Olam Chasdo, it is permissible to still answer. So let's review some of the halachot that we learned today. Number one, halil is said from sunrise until sunset. B'di'abad, you can make it even before sunrise, so long as it's after Alot HaShahar. If a person forgot it at sunset, he can make it during Ben HaShemashot. B'li Beracha. A person can answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Barichu during the halil. Not only during the halil, but even before you halilucha, I can still answer these items. And last but not least, if a person, let's say, said the beracha of the gemara to halil, he must begin the halil immediately. He cannot answer amen even to somebody else's the gemara to halil. And if he does, it's considered a hefsek, and he would have to make the beracha over again.